Hello, I do apologize for the long time without an episode, but things in life have just been kind of crazy for everybody involved. So hopefully we will be getting back to a regular schedule within the next couple weeks after I move, but until then it may be a little scarce. However, I wanted to give a little warning about this particular episode. It is very random. I think that's the most I could really say about it. It's incredibly random. And it is very graven. It's very, very graven. And so, therefore, it's not appropriate for work. So, I just wanted to let you know. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Just so you know, at the end, I was planning on moving all the randomness to the end, like after the sign-offs. But that was going to be such a big task. I just kind of left it all where it was. So, oh, we'll just call the episode random. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So, are we ready?
I'm ready. The air conditioner's on, but I'm not turning it off. So,
Don't hear it. You're fine.
oh, good, okay. It should kick off. Oh, I think it just kicked off. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't need an air
Good.
conditioner here. It's like -20 below 0 or something in this room. So, if anything, I need to go and put socks on because my toes are going all different colors.
Oh my gosh.
Do you
Actually,
need to go
turned
put
blue
socks on
colors. Oh, that's right. It's
Oh,
winter
probably
there,
not.
huh?
Yeah, it's winter.
Ugh, that's crazy.
Oh, it's more autumn than winter, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
If it gets
Oh my
too bad
gosh.
out, I can open up the window and let the sun bathe me, or open up the door.
Yeah,
I
that'd
was
be
going to
cool.
say, if
Neighbors
you
wonder
open the
what's going
window, wouldn't that kind of defeat the purpose because all the cold air would come inside?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got curtains up. If I open up the curtains, I can let the sun through
Oh,
as
so you
well.
mean
Got
like
curtains
the
up.
curtain?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just sit there in the sun.
But
No problem,
nothing.
Jared.
Still no.
I have to overshare.
Oh wait, who's saying the intro?
Oh wait, it's gotta
Or
be
who's
him.
saying the
It's the
name?
boy, right?
It's yeah, true. It's the when we have one. There's been
The boy.
times when we haven't had one.
Yeah, but we had a boy. It was
I'm
him.
a
Okay.
no longer a man. I'm now being reduced to a boy. I'm a
It's gotta
small
be the
child.
boy that does it.
The male figure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I can't have anything but male.
Poor
All
Greg.
right, so.
Or Greg Aprilian's poking at him. I just called him a boy.
Oh, you meanie.
I didn't mean it
I
like
know.
that.
Thankfully, I
Sure.
Oh,
Okay, so let's try it again.
it's like yesterday. Just before we go on, yesterday I hopped in a car with an 18-year-old. I was on the break, and the manager came out and looked at me and looked at the 18-year-old co-worker and got that look in her eye that says, "Yeah, they're an item." And the 18-year-old was basically out of the car running after her, going, "No, no, it's not what you think. It's not what you think." So. And I'm just sitting there with a huge ass fucking grin on my face, sort of thing. It's like, yeah.
Okay.
And before she tried to explain it away, sort of thing, the worst it got for her, sort of thing, I was just sitting there with this huge grin on my face, just saying nothing. She's like, "Say something." And it's like, "No, you're bearing yourself quite well at the moment. Why should I get involved?"
Oh my.
Like
Because after all, I'm not sexy, but geez, I don't even think I can pull an 18-year-old at this age, sort of
it. Well, I hope not. I mean, I hope you're not trying. That's too young.
Oh.
There's too much work anyway, that age.
Well, Hugh
Oh, hell,
Hefner
my
can
brother's
get, you know, the
work,
young
so.
ones, though.
He's got a gazillion dollars.
Hell, well.
Yeah, he does. And according to an article I read today, he still has sex once a week.
Yeah, he said. I remember one time he was talking about Viagra, how great it is.
Anyway, moving on.
How quickly we degenerate.
This shall be the derailed show.
Okay, so are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm always ready.
Draven? Okay.
He was
All right,
born.
so. Hello and welcome to episode 7 of
Oh my
Draven.
goodness. Not another podcast.
All
That's
right,
it.
there we
Well, I
go.
should have gone ahead.
Oh, however you're gonna do it.
Sounds good.
I tried to
Yeah.
do it, and you talked over me.
Well, I was waiting. I'm like,
I think he's
did
probably got a little bit of a delay
hanging.
so far.
Oh, you know what? He probably does have a delay. So I'm sitting here thinking, wow, it's been like 15 seconds, but do you want to try it one more time?
Okay.
Okay, try one more time. Clearing my throat.
All right, here we go.
You're not
Hello
making
and
this easy, are you?
Who's doing the talking over now?
It wasn't me.
Awkward turtle.
Oh, no. Okay.
Anyway.
One more.
I have broken the podcast already.
You've broken it. It's all your fault.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four for me to derail it once again.
Okay, anyway, hello, and welcome to episode 7 of...
Oh my goodness, not another podcast.
Very nice, yay! As you can see, we have yet another host with us today, and it's actually the host that the last podcast was, you know, dedicated after. So, hello, Graven.
Hello.
And then, of course, there's Juno.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. So, how have you guys been this week?
Back.
Yeah, but we're missing Jeppy still.
I know. Is he okay?
He's all right. He messaged me a couple days ago.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Okay.
So, I hear from him about, I'd say, once a week, once every 2 weeks. So.
Hope he's going to be all right.
Oh, I think he'll be okay. It just, everything takes time, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I hope he will be
just
fine.
Just have to get over there and meet him.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get to England to meet Jeffy and shake his hand.
Yeah. That'd be epic.
That would be really cool. But, I don't know, I think it would be hard for me to get over the ocean.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, and actually, I lived in Germany for several years, but I didn't pay for those tickets, so, you know, it's a bit different.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah. All right, so, usually we start the podcast with a story about poo. And so, yeah, Graven actually told me today that he had two poo stories ready, and I picked the one that made me cringe the most.
All right.
So, we do have a poo story. It is from m.inhabit.com, and apparently there is a ski resort in Arizona who intends to make snow out of human waste.
What? No. 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 Oh, no.
And that's the going to Vegas.
Oh, no.
Well, this is actually in Flagstaff, Arizona, which pretty much makes me guarantee I will never go to Flagstaff, Arizona.
What?
To ski.
I mean, every time I drive through there, it's blocked off because it's snowing.
Well, it says that the snow is going to be created from the reclaimed water of the city of Flagstaff's wastewater treatment plant. And so I guess they're going to treat it first and then use it to make snow.
God, I hope so. holy crap. Good God.
No, that wouldn't be holy crap. It'd be frozen crap.
Yeah, frozen crap.
It'd be rolling some brown snow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just think of the avalanche that would happen from that.
Oh, no. No.
It's the wall of ice coming for us. Run!
No.
God.
Well, it is it. And I guess, theoretically, I mean, they treat water that we get, too. I mean, that comes out of our taps and everything
right,
else. It just
right.
basically says the wastewater is completely safe for humans as long as it is treated. However, it still seems really kind of ick. Mm. Yeah. It's gross, as the person with sitting in the room with me commented. No, it's fine. Go ahead, comment. Say hi.
Hi.
Juno says hi back. She waved. Yes, yes.
Not the best for radio content.
No. All right.
But, yeah, it just, I don't know.
See, that's why I don't drink tap water. Have you ever, honestly, they can
tap water is wastewater.
I know.
And that's different.
And
no, I'm saying it's not. It's
well,
different.
No, I know. But have you ever been, I mean, they take it out of Lake Mead. Have you ever been out there?
Actually, yeah, but it looked pretty when I went by, but
I don't know.
I didn't stay very long.
I don't know what part you saw.
The one near the dam.
The dam, or?
Well, I guess, isn't there the dam? Oh, no, it was when we were driving from Las Vegas toward the dam. You know, I saw it, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not pretty. Yeah. Plus, I just keep remembering all the dead bodies that they've dredged out of there.
Ooh, that is kind of gross.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to drink that. No, I don't swim in the sea, so just think of what crap you got in there. So.
That's why I don't do that. I don't swim in the sea either.
Just think of all the dead bodies I've drenched out of that one.
Exactly. No, thank you.
Just run up in the ocean. Here, I'm purifying the sea. Purifying the sea. Oh, God, no.
No, that's right.
Oh, my. Okay, just make sure if you do that, you're clothed, please. Okay.
No.
Hell, when I go to the beach, Greenpeace turns up and throws wet towels on me and tries to roll me back in the ocean there every time I walk out. What can I say?
Not nice.
Well, but he was insulting himself, at least.
Yeah.
If I want shirts, I go to a sailmaker.
Oh, my goodness. This happened a while back. This was back in August 24th of 2011.
What?
This whole article about Arizona making snow from human waste.
Oh,
so you've already been to the snow and you've played in the white snow.
No, I have not.
Me neither. Thank God. No, I never will. Snow.
I wonder if they actually went through with it. That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah.
Because the ski season is, you know, pretty much over, so, wow.
Oh,
just starting over here.
Well, yes, you're upside down.
That's right. You're on the wrong side of the world.
Well, not actually in Western Australia, over the eastern states. We get no snow in Western Australia. We're in desert environment over here.
Except so, you said it's like negative 20.
Oh, wow. It gets negative 20?
Yeah, Fahrenheit.
I think he was exaggerating.
In Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Celsius.
And no snow?
No snow, just really cold. It goes below zero here, like you get -6-7 degrees. Stuff freezes and sets hard and you get ice, like you get 2 inches of ice on your car.
Yeah.
But you won't get any snow out of the sky.
Oh, wow. That sucks. I mean, that's the only good thing about the cold is you get some snow. Hopefully not poo snow. Hopefully real snow, which maybe that's good.
I don't know. Didn't you get kind of tired of the snow at your mom's house?
Oh, I stayed in the house the whole time. I didn't leave the house for 3 days.
So you had the snow, but then you didn't want it.
Yeah, it's really pretty, like, to look out from the window, like, oh, look at this, nice. And then you go outside, and you're like, holy crap, that's cold. I'm going back in the house.
Did you get one of your children to shovel the walk while you were there, or did you make your mother do it?
Oh, no, my brother.
She
my
got
brother
a mother to do it.
Oh, your brother did it.
He has a machine for that, yeah. He has one of those attachments for his, he has, like, a snowmobile with the thing that takes care of all the snow.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That's not a way to go. Yeah, if you live in Maine, you better have a snowplow.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I've heard Maine is really pretty though, and Northern New York too.
It's beautiful. Yeah, they used to live in upstate New York too, and it was just gorgeous up there.
Keith Orr's headed toward New Jersey right now.
Ooh, New Jersey sucks.
Yeah, there's a ton of rain on the way. He's like, can you check the map all the way there, please? And it's rain everywhere.
Oh boy. Yeah, don't tell him not to tell him if he sees
snow. The poor Jersey Shore, their tans will run. There'll be a wall of orange water flying down the street.
Their tans wash right off. I had to say Jersey sucks because I had to say that for Ogre.
For Ogre?
Yeah, he would have said that, but he's not.
Well, but he's not here because, you know, he didn't want to join us today.
No, he's grumpy.
He's grumpy.
Yeah.
Well, his name is Ogre. Isn't he grumpy all the time?
He does get grumpy quite a bit.
Because you did call him a bear that one time, and that totally went the wrong way, so we had to,
oh,
you know, go back to Ogre.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a bear that hangs out in talks.
Does he actually listen to the podcast? Will he hear us talking about him?
Probably not.
I hope not.
But he won't even listen to Graven's in this episode.
Maybe. I'll try to talk him into it. He does like Grave. He does like Grave quite a bit, so he might.
He might.
He might just
talk. Well, I have our next article.
His real name, I have to admit, his last name is just pure awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Pinkman?
No, his real name.
His last name is just awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. Your last name is awesome.
It is.
That's
it's
just
a good
pure
laugh.
Batman.
It really is. I'll tell him you said that.
All right, well,
I think commented on Facebook when he added me. I go, your last name is awesome. And he just replied, gee.
That sounds right.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Okay, so next article is from www.nwfdailynews.com. And this article's title is Woman Bites Boyfriend's Leg After He Tries to Break Up With Her. Oh. Apparently, a 42-year-old
woman... I hope it wasn't his third leg.
No, no, it was his actual leg, I think. A 41-year-old woman was arrested after she got really drunk and got into an argument with her boyfriend. And so he was trying to break things off, and he tried to leave, and so she grabbed his leg, and she bit him so hard that she caused him to bleed.
Oh, my gosh!
And so then she grabbed a paintball gun, and she pointed it at him, and she's like, you're not going anywhere!
Oh, my gosh.
And so he tried to get the gun to get it away, but they both lost their balance and fell, and so then he ran because he thought the paintball gun was actually a shotgun and that she was about to kill him.
Oh, no.
So...
Oh, my gosh.
What a way to prove that
you're a
he
psycho.
Made the right decision. Yeah.
Holy crap!
Hey, love hurts.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally, yes.
How long... It doesn't say how long they
but
were
one thing you don't understand... The crazy ones give the best sex of all, I reckon, so...
That's true. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Actually, I've heard it's the quiet ones.
No, it's the crazy ones. Ogres told me that, too.
Okay.
The crazy women are the best in bed, apparently.
That
oh,
tells
the
me
quiet,
something
quiet
about
ones
ogres
are the ones into
talk.
The freaky shit.
Wait, what? What?
The quiet ones are into the freaky stuff. The crazy ones give the best sex.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, unlike some of our other articles, we did not have a name that went with this one.
Oh, okay. Or pictures. Could you imagine?
I want video of that damn stuff.
How drunk would you have to be
or how desperate?
Or how crazy?
Or just how much from the south?
Right.
Hey. I live in the south. We do not bite people.
No.
Just because we don't want them to break up with us. That is not a southern thing.
Texas doesn't count as being the south. I think when I hear south, I think of Mississippi, Louisiana, Oklahoma for sure. Maybe parts of Florida.
Oklahoma,
no, not even Florida. You know what I mean?
That's where all the old people go, isn't it?
So when people think of Texas, they still think of, westerns and...
Yeah.
And... wooden sidewalks and storefronts and big ridiculous dresses and
horses and cowboy hats
and cowboy hats
with the
horses,
and the rims.
Oh, and big hair, yes, of course, big hair.
Right. When you think of Texas, you don't think of near.
Beverly Hillbilly.
Right. Well, those are in California. I mean, real hillbilly.
Redneck.
Yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Oh, we do have our rednecks, though. But our rednecks are rednecks because they actually work out in the sun with the horses and everything else. So their necks are literally red.
Right. I think that's where
Well, they're not rednecks. They're,
Sure.
What are they called? They're broncos.
Oh, broncos.
What do we call them in Australia?
Broncos or horses?
What do we call them in Australia? That's how I think of the ones that work with the horses over there, bronco busters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have some rednecks in Texas, but let me tell you, they're not as rednecky as the ones in Oklahoma.
They're not wannabes. They're real rednecks.
Right.
It's like, the gangsters and then the wannabe gangsters.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between the two. One is a lot more scary than the other one.
Yes.
But...
The wannabes.
Exactly.
The rednecks and the wannabe rednecks. Actually,
the wannabes,
we just call them kickers.
Kickers?
Kickers.
Drop punt them all the time.
Well, they wear the Western clothes,
oh, right.
But they have no need to.
Right.
Because, you know, the whole situation where cowboys are supposed to wear jeans that are so tight that they can't breathe, that's not true, because then they wouldn't be able to ride on their horses correctly.
Right, exactly.
And so,
if you see a
cowboy wearing jeans, if you ever see a cowboy wearing jeans so tight that it looks like he can barely breathe or walk, for that matter,
not a cowboy.
Probably not a real. No, not a real cowboy. So...
They have cowboys.
We got guys like that in Australia that walk around with the cowboy hats on and all that, and have the ear tags of all the BNS balls they've been to.
They have the what tags with the what? I didn't catch it.
We got these plastic tags that you put into sheep's ears to mark them as your own property, like branding them, but we were plastic
tags. Oh, yeah.
And when you go to a BNS ball in Australia, they hand out these tags, and what these people do is they get like a Cobra hat, and they put the tags all around the rims of their hats saying how many BNS balls they've been to.
What's a BNS ball?
What's a nice
do I know how to put an explicit tag on here because of you?
I try. BNS ball stands for Bachelors and Sphinxes.
What?
And basically...
So they tag them, so it's like they're notches on their bedposts.
Yeah, basically. And when they go to these BNS balls, it generally lasts for 2 days. It's a lot of music, a crap ton of alcohol, and basically think orgy. And generally held out in panics with lots of mud and crap and everything anywhere, and people really go to town on each other.
Wow.
Wait, did he say sphincter?
You said orgy.
Sphinxer, or whatever they call it. Sphinxer, or whatever they call the women.
You got spinster.
Oh, it's sphinxer.
That's
only
right.
You would turn that into sphinxer.
I heard sphinxer. I was like, dude, what kind of party are they having?
For the pool.
Wait a minute.
For the pool.
Right? Spinster. Oh, bringing it all back.
Spinster.
He said spinster. Aw. So it's like... It's like
cute.
It's like Burning Man, then. The big naked orgy
like
in the desert.
Yeah, Spring Break and all that rolled into one. Yeah, right, basically.
So they get,
my brother went to one, and this girl came up to him. No, he didn't wear his hat. He's a non-douchebag. This girl came up to him and told him to feed her 18 inches and make her bleed. So he said, I'll give it to you 3 times and punch you in the nose. And...
You cannot edit that out, James. I'll give it to you 3 times and punch you in the nose. In the mouth. He's in the mouth.
I'm thinking this is another explicit one. We should have just added ogre in.
That's not explicit.
No, that's awesome is what that is.
That's okay, we've already talked about sphincters and orgies, so I imagine it's going to have to be an explicit episode. That way people know it's not safe.
I haven't even sworn yet. I'm trying so hard not to swear.
Go ahead and swear. It's already explicit. Give me 18 inches and make it bleed? Like, what the hell? Holy crap. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to understand, it's not the most poetic of all people that go to these things. It's like 2 days of just getting absolutely shit-faced and fucking like monkeys.
Right.
And there went the cursing. You tried.
I told you. Too late now. It's over. Go ahead.
It's over.
Curse.
Probably we're going explicit, so just drop the F-bombs.
I know, it's all good, it's all good. Holy crap. This is awesome. We should have Gia here all the time.
I would never be able to put out another regular.
Open your mouth or it's going in your eyes.
No.
I can't.
Wow. That was good. I can't wait to tell Ogre that one. Holy crap. Oh, boy. He's gonna be sorry he missed it.
So did you actually get the hammer thrown with asshole yesterday or what?
Hmm?
Oh, did I what? You're talking about my
when
dog,
when you
were
dragging asshole around the backyard, did you actually get to the hammer throwing part or did you just continually drag it around the backyard according to Ogre?
No, I would never hurt my puppy. He is such a little jerk though. Oh, I'm so mad at him. Sorry, Dreams is like, do what?
So okay. I'm moving things around.
She's sitting in the corner going, make you stop.
You're just no.
She rocks backwards and forwards in the fetal position.
See, I have this dog, right? I have a couple. Mm-hmm. And he's such a little asshole. He's got this attitude. Seriously, some dogs are dicks. Some dogs mm-hmm. just are. They just have an attitude. And, like, I've trained him the same as I trained the other dogs. The other dogs are really good, and he's an asshole. And he got mad at me the other day. He got mad at me the other day because I spanked him. And I know that, you know. But what happened was I took him out to go to the bathroom. We're out there 10 minutes. He waits until after we come in the house, and then he poops on the floor, which makes me insane. Makes me freaking insane. We just went outside, so I yelled at him, and I took him over to the poop, and I was like, bad dog, I smacked him on the butt, and he bit me!
Did you rub his nose?
No, I didn't rub his nose in it.
My husband always threatened to
that's what
you
gotta do,
you gotta
rub, nose, rub their nose in
their
it.
Nose in.
I know, but then it'll get rub it more on the floor, and ugh, just gross. So
yeah,
well,
my little brother is funny crying his keeps by taking them out the back and hosing them off whenever they crap on themselves, so.
That's an idea. So I told the ogre, I was like, all right, that's it. This is now the dog formerly known as BB. That was his name. His name is now Asshole. Only call him by that because that's what he is. If he's going to be a little jerk, then he's now known as Asshole, and he no longer has any house privileges on his own. So when he's in the house, he's on a leash, and he has to follow me around all over the place.
So when Asshole bit you, did you bite it back?
No, I didn't. Okay.
That's the best way to stop them biting you is you just bite them back sort of thing. They instantly stop biting you, and they'll never bite you again.
Ogre said the same thing, but then I was like, if I did that, he'd probably bite me in the face, and then I'd have to kick him out of the house.
That's why you go for the throat. You roll him over onto his back, and then you go straight for the throat, and you worry at the throat. Works a treat. And then the neighbors look over the back fence at you sort of thing and wonder what the hell a large man is bending over the small animal, chewing at its throat and making growling noises for. But trust me, a dog will never bite you again.
I'm going to have to work on that.
Okay.
Sorry, Dream.
So, no, it's all good. Ironically, I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to keep all that in or not, because my next story is about dogs.
Oh, you
want
to derail this show. We'll be around to show some more. Rocket. Let's rock the cart left to right. We'll drop it off the rails.
Okay, so the next story is six pet products that prove rich people have gone insane. Uh-oh. It's from www.cracked.com.
Oh, I love that website.
I do too. It's so much fun.
Of it, which is dressed that poor animal of hers. With Daisy.
All right.
That's cruelty to dumb animals, that is.
Cruelty to dumb animals. All right. So the number six the number six product that proves that rich people have gone insane is wedding clothes for their dogs.
Yeah.
Oh,
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't have a wedding dress for.
I highly doubt that there are wedding clothes in that.
However,
there's a dog just like Alachia's on here.
Oh.
Give her time. She'll have it dressed in a wedding dress sooner or later.
See, but Daisy's little and they get cold. They need a little sweater.
I put the link at the bottom in the chat window. Okay. But, and the number five actually goes along with it. So the number six is wedding clothes. Bless you.
Thank you.
The number five is pet party planner.
Pet party planners.
And so there's a company called, you'll get a kick out of this. Okay, for the wedding clothes, the website is Bitch New York. And it says are dog weddings a thing, but people are actually spending as much as $1,000 on the dress alone.
Holy shit.
Just for the dog.
Oh my God.
And the boy dog frock can be bought for about $800.
Wow. I don't like to judge people. Okay, sometimes I do. But yeah, that's...
I wish I had that much money just to burn on clothes for my dog.
Dog dress, seriously. Holy shit. Wow.
I'm so looking up that link I sent you yesterday about the man fighting over his dog. I'm going to look it up on Twitter now and find it.
Great and stuff.
Yeah. The number five is the pet party planners. There's a company called Party Animals.
Wouldn't that be a fun job, though? Like, just taking advantage of morons like that? That would be so much fun.
Vegas, pointing out the people's, the job you want. Taking people well, there are going people to from Vegas.
Yeah, that's true.
There are people that would sue you if their dog is not happy.
Really?
They totally would. Did you ever see Dunstan Checks In?
No.
Oh!
No, that poor orangutan and the guy.
Not the orangutan, the dog. The dude who comes to the hotel to rate the hotel brings that dog with him, and they end up getting, like, pushed into the fountain almost right away. And he's like, you know, I just hope he doesn't get any complexes or whatever from it. And so they send the dog to a therapist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the dog's lost.
And so, I mean, that's the... You go to these party. That's the kind of people you're going to be dealing with. The people that send their pets to, you know, like,
you just,
I don't know.
You just slip the dog a little liver treat, and he'll be perfectly happy. Right? And he'll be like, well, that shit was good. And you're like, I know, yeah, right? Want another one? Be happy.
All right. Leading to the number four. The number four is Little Doggy Mansions.
Oh, I want a little doggy mansion. Holy crap,
you can spend.
That's like a crazy doggy mansion. What the hell? Yeah. That's nicer than
it's
my house.
It's expensive. $10,000 Mexican hacienda for your dog.
$10,000?
And it's large enough to accommodate a human and comes complete with terracotta floors.
$10,000?
Oh, he's going to have the servant for the dog.
It would be great for a man who's in the doghouse all the time, though.
$10,000.
If this will fit.
No, he can buy a car for that
That's
much.
That's the completely illegal Mexicans, isn't it?
Wait, holy crap. You could buy, like... No, I shouldn't say that.
Well, there's... You can get... You can get an Alabama mansion, or an Alabama mansion for only $5,200.
Right? A real one, or...
What for that?
No, the... Craven.
You could buy a condo.
Yes, like a house is that.
$9,000 for a doghouse brick manor.
Wow. Those are really, really nice.
Yeah.
Look at that. Really cute little brick house.
So what it's saying is that some dogs live better than I do.
Yeah, for sure. That house is... And I like my house, but damn. Holy crap.
Yeah, wow. The number three...
Okay, it's proven right. The world's fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
The number three jumps to fancy dog beds. And again, this is proof that some dogs live better than I do.
Yeah, those are nice furniture.
$2,000 for buying the dog a designer bed.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, there's one with curtains
around it.
I like that
one. That one's only $1,800. It's way better than my bed.
And then there's one that says it's inspired by Versace.
Wow, those are gorgeous.
Wow, and then there's one for almost $7,000. That's a lot, Juno.
$7,000
for a dog bed.
That was the Eiffel Tower one that cost $24,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, $24,000.
$24,000 for an Eiffel Tower. Gee, holy crap! People buy these things.
Buy a decent car for it.
Well, they wouldn't sell them if people didn't buy them.
$24,000? Yeah, I could buy a brand new freaking car for that much.
Where I live, you can buy a new
house
for that.
Look at the dogs they're showing sort of thing, and it's like people that own dogs that look like that are reasons why things like this exist, because no one in their sane and rational minds buys dogs that are like footballs, like that sort of thing. Like the fluffy ones, you just pick them up and shove the broom handle up their ass and use them as a broom on the carpet sort of thing, on the floors.
Sir, that's a Pomeranian. There's nothing wrong with the Pomeranian.
My father calls them ragmops.
Yeah, well, they are. And it is a furry football, but...
Even has a song for them. RAGGMOPP, ragmop.
That's cute. That's damn
cute. Like, I'll give you pugs, but pugs is about the smallest I'm willing to go in dogs. Pugs and bulldogs.
They might as well Maltesises.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're cute because they're little cuddle bunnies. My mom had Pomeranians.
Just connect police just use them as a hammer throw.
You could.
Medieval weapon. Just doggy file.
You could. Ogre would kill you, but you could.
All right, number two.
Well, you try. You get a step ladder and climb up and try and choke the life out of me.
All right, number two is painted portraits. Now, that one's probably not as extravagant as some other things, because, you know, art is art. However, they do have the Scream portrait down there with a chihuahua and his bone added on.
Is that a chihuahua? I just thought that was a tiny bloody dome.
Oh, well, that may be a miniature pincher, huh?
Yeah, because it's got the ears and the coloring of the dome, and I don't think chihuahuas get that.
Yeah,
look.
That's a little min pin.
Yeah, it's a miniature pincher.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, with the Scream thingamajiggy. And yeah,
I like the one where he's in the French lad outfit.
Uh oh,
that's cute. You don't see that one?
No.
Up at the top.
I've seen him NBC today.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
That's cute.
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of some Disney shows. There was a Wizards of Waverly Place episode where you had people, or this boy who was a werewolf, and he was obsessed with drawing historical figures with dog heads, and that's what that kind of reminds me of.
Well, yeah, that was the, I think.
Selena Gomez got it on with that one until they found out that he's also an ex-boyfriend of the vampire chick that I think Justin was dating.
Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Did you actually watch this show? Character. I have children. What's your excuse?
That's a good point. I've
dreams. It's me. What more do I have to say? It is me you're talking to. Do you really need to think that hardly a while I watch cartoons for?
It's on
no,
TV.
It's really
That's
crazy.
Why.
It's when I go to the movies. When I go to the movies and I go and see a cartoon at the movie sort of thing, the parents just give you the greatest looks when you're a large, single, white male walking into a room full of small children.
Yeah, they probably think you're a pedophile.
You're supposed to borrow
some
of these
have actually said,
to do that.
I try to, but the mothers get really upset with me. I just try grabbing random kids off the street and parents chase me down and yell at me sort of thing and threaten to call the cops.
Random, like relatives' kids and stuff. I have a friend who loves to go watch silly movies, and he won't go by himself, but he used to borrow my daughter to go, or he'd get me to go too. He'd be like, come on, I want to watch Bring It On. Remember that cheerleader movie?
Bring It On, I'll watch at home with the ice packs and stuff like that, and the cold shower available.
Right? That's why he wanted to see it too. Anyway.
No, you don't do that sort of stuff in a cinema. That's just. No, it's just places I won't go and do that sort of thing. And the cinema is one of those things. The seats
wait,
are sticky enough as is.
What are we talking about? Hold on.
You're talking
Who
about
knows?
Bring It On.
Okay, the number one thing. I'm just kidding. I'm not even there. Oh, the number one thing.
Go straight on.
Is luxury resort.
For the puppies?
For the puppies.
Luxury resorts for the dogs?
I like puppies.
Yes. Paradise
oh, well,
Ranch.
Got a woman like that too, so.
Oh, it says for $990, canine guests get a 10-day stay in a luxurious furnished doggy suite that seriously looks fancier than most hotels.
Wow.
What? I want this job here. I want to get paid to sleep with dogs.
You want to get
wait,
paid
what?
To sleep? No.
The bestiality?
Yeah, see, it's like, down, we sleep with dogs. Yes, there is a person they pay to stay overnight with your pet in case you spoil it so much it can't fall asleep unless it's in close proximity to a warm human body. See,
okay.
I could do that job. I'd happily just lay in a bed and let the dogs fucking sleep on top of me.
He's going to be a pet sitter.
That's a good paying job. That's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a good job.
And I can teach them to go home and bite their owners for being so stupid.
Well, I mean, but the pet sitter, that's...
Wait, they would need someone to practice on. Does that mean they're going to bite you first?
He's going to bite them and then be like, okay,
oh, no, on. That... Yeah, yeah, go do this. I'll get down on their level and talk to them in doggy speech.
Right.
Oh, then I'll just walk up when the owner turns up and just bitch slap the owner and go, really? Really, there's people starving in this world, and you're paying me to do this shit.
Well, if you,
yes.
If you don't have any friends to babysit your dogs when you go out of town, then you need a pet sitter, right? I mean, or friends.
Hell, mine just ignored me. I went home the other week, and the two dogs just turned their backs on me and wouldn't even acknowledge my existence.
It's all the biting and cuddling.
That's when you know you're really...
Oh, my.
But, yeah, so. Anyway. We sleep with dogs. Oh, that's so funny.
That's, I think, where he got that from.
Yeah, it is. It is. I hadn't scrolled far down yet, so.
Okay, so. Our next one is from BBC. Apparently, the sandwich celebrated its 250th anniversary back on the 12th of May.
Wow, happy birthday, sandwich!
I know, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, there was a man named John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, who ordered beef served between slices of bread about 250 years ago, and that was the birth of the sandwich.
Yep.
And it was named Sandwich.
Well, he wanted
because...
to be able to eat something so he could still play cards with his guests while eating the
right.
Some beef. And
right.
And when the baby got, his hands greasy, so that's why he wanted it put between two pieces of bread.
To soak up the grease.
Yeah, that's
yeah. And it was actually one of his servant that came up with the idea. He just claimed it because he's a lord.
And he can do that.
I have a question.
Yeah, well, his servant brought it in on the bread, so it sucked up the grease, and then he claimed it as a sandwich sort of thing.
He owns the servant, right? So that makes it his idea?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Basically.
His last name was really Montague?
Oh, yeah, Montague. Are you searching for the Capulets?
I know, right? That's Romeo and Juliet. Wow.
I'm surprised that there's a place named Sandwich.
Right? I knew that.
Really? Really?
What?
Out of all the things you're going to say, you really? We've got a suburb in Perth called Innaloo, for Christ's sake.
Wait,
we've
got
a town
what?
Over in... We've got a suburb in Perth, the city
uh-huh.
that's 6 hours away from us, and the suburb's called Innaloo, and it's spelled In-a-loo.
Oh, wow.
And they've been trying for the last 20-odd years to get their name changed because they reckon that people think of their suburb as going to the crapper.
Wow. No doubt.
Oh, we got a town in East
that's
called Orange.
Horrible. I don't think I would move there to begin with.
I would.
What's wrong with Innaloo? Innaloo is a great town.
My friend,
yeah.
My friend adds
town,
that if you
there's
lived
no
there.
Damn castles around here.
My friend adds that if you lived in Innaloo, you would have a shitty day every day.
Oh,
or a nice day, right? You get to hang out in Innaloo.
We've already had our poo story.
Oh, man.
And we were talking about sandwiches. Sandwiches to poo. That's not a good transition. Although, technically, it makes that transition to our body.
I think
it's a logical transition. You get all that fiber and you become regular.
Sandwich to poo. Hello. I think we could take any sort of
poo. It's a natural course of things.
Yeah.
Not
we
really.
We should do it as a challenge.
Oh, hang on. Yes, I could.
Turn everything into poo?
You come up with a subject and we'll figure out how to get it to poo.
Okay, butterflies. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say butterfly. Oh, he's upset. That is so funny. Butterflies, that's easy.
How do you turn butterflies into poo?
Lizards eat butterflies and then they poo.
Yeah, she said lizards. You said birds. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the person in the room again, sorry.
Okay.
We need to get this tiny person on the thing so we can hear this tiny person better.
They say they need to hear you better. She says she doesn't have a name yet. We can't put her on until she has a name.
Tiny person. We'll just call her tiny
person.
Tiny person.
Isn't that her name?
They want to call you
yeah.
tiny person. I don't think that's going to work. She snorted.
She did. I love people that can snort.
Even better.
Like that. Good job. Nice snort,
that's
tiny.
That's what the 18-year-old yesterday that was taught in the car. She started laughing and then snorted
well,
and then went bright red.
Her email address is akin to turtle candy, but turtle candy's a little long.
Like
and just turtle or
awesome.
Just candy
TC.
Could give the wrong impression.
She can be TC then.
TC? He says you can be TC.
Yeah.
BY.
Oh. Yeah, that totally went over my head for there. Yep. TCBY is a frozen yogurt.
Yummy!
Juno goes yummy.
Yummy, I can go.
Don't have that,
that
in Australia, sorry.
Okay,
in
so we need to figure out a name because she's still sitting here silently staring at me like she's perplexed.
She's like, why?
She's in the headlight. She's Bambi. Shall call her Bambi.
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 Bambi. No? Okay, she doesn't like Bambi. I'm not a stripper either.
Are you sure?
I was going the Disney line, well, but okay, if you want to go stripper with that, then you can go stripper.
Well, you mean there's a reason you never come over on Sunday?
I'm too tired to come over. That's your busy day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Next, what?
Okay, well, I still can't watch it when I'm recording.
No, well, you can watch it after, sort of thing.
Okay.
And then,
if
well,
that
then
is the thing with the vacuum and the lady, I'm going to kill you.
The vacuum and the lady?
There's just some porn you can't understand.
You don't want to know.
Is it like the Lemon Parade?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't ever find out.
Never okay,
was,
good.
But...
Oh, boy.
But
she wants
now,
to know now.
From there, I want to go and find the Lemon Parade.
I was going to say, now she wants to know.
Good luck. <Yeah.
laughs> There's some form of porn that I have not yet discovered. I must go and find this now.
Oh, boy.
Does it, is it on the same level as, like, rubber?
No.
Worse.
No, this is terrible.
Oh, no, I don't
rubber
want
to... Rubber was pathetic. This is disturbing.
Gotcha.
You want to take steel wool to your eyeballs.
I don't want to see it, ever.
So in other words, I'm going to be extremely turned on by it, you're saying.
Okay, we are moving on. I think we'll be cutting out a bunch. We still need to figure out a name.
Let's talk about the $60,000 puppy.
Why?
That's
just going to show how stupid people get on the internet.
Hold on. Okay.
Does it poo diamonds?
Dang it, that's another YouTube. Stop sending me YouTube links. Okay. Is that the dog custody battle one that you said?
Yeah,
okay.
That's dumb people acting dumb.
Dumb people acting dumb. Okay,
yeah.
So Graven's next requested news article, my goodness, we are going with the flow today, is dog custody battle for Knuckles, which is a dog. Oh, he's so cute! Anyway, cost Craig Dershowitz over $60,000.
What the hell kind of dog? Is he made out of gold?
No.
He poos it.
It's his son.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, by the way, can you guys hear her okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is she not talking at the moment? If so, if she is talking, I can't hear nothing. Say something, Pinkie Pie. Talk to us. Speak, Pinkie Pie.
You can't hit on Raven. She's single.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, most people have gaydar. I have relationship dar. Every chick I find attractive in the last 2 years is part of a relationship or gay.
Or
in a relationship and gay.
The psychological issue there, or are we going to save that for another day?
What possible psychological...
No, she said, do you want to go into the psychological issue?
I have got
tongue
time.
Oh.
I have many psychological issues. And it's not a fear of commitment. Trust me, I want to commit to as many women as possible. Hence the reason I want to have a threesome with Dreams and Keith Thor.
Yes, that's still not happening.
So that's a really cute dog, Knuckles is. Mm-hmm.
It is cute, isn't it?
Yes.
It's adorable.
So cute.
Get back on track. Back on track.
He's eating a pine cone. Anyway, he's trying to win the custody of his dog after his ex-girlfriend took him away.
I don't blame
her. $60,000 in lawyer's fees. Oh my gosh, I don't even make that in a year.
I think combined we would.
Combined, maybe.
He started a website to raise money. He wants people to help him pay to get his dog. Dude, go get another dog.
Half pug, half beetle.
If the bitch wants the dog back, bag. Let her have it, for crying out loud.
Did he win? Does it say?
For $60,000, I think you can get a new pug beagle.
He hasn't won. Now he's trying to get other people to give him money because he ran out of money.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Just let it go, dude. Just let it go.
Buy a car.
Yeah. Right. You know, that's not about the dog.
Why I can't run the bitch down and then climb the dog that way.
Oh, great. But that's obviously not about...
manslaughter. Or drunk behind the wheel, Your Honor.
See, this is not about the dog.
Crime of passion, I wanted my dog back.
She did something to really upset him, and he's just trying to get her back.
Yeah, she
beat
him on the leg.
His dog.
Threatened him with a bite gun.
It probably involves some kind of poo, I'm just saying.
Well, dogs do poo.
See? We got it to poo.
Oh, it could have been a chocolate shower incident. He could have just really enjoyed chocolate showers from her.
I don't think there's going to be any way that this podcast will ever be considered one of the...
You're going to have to edit the hell out of this thing.
Proper. Yeah, I guess. No, but that's not the word I was thinking of. Not proper, but...
Aired? You mean it's never going to make it to the air?
Sanitized?
It's never going to make it past, like, 30 listeners.
This will be the last episode. This will be the epic episode.
This will be, like, the coolest 30 people.
Oh, the last episode. That sounds like an idea.
Hey!
Well,
we could just lose it.
We could.
Oh, boy. I think you've already lost it already.
I lost it a long time ago. I'm a math teacher.
Right?
Crazy.
Of all the things I miss most in my life, my mind is the thing I miss the most.
So I think I have more articles for us. Hold on.
Let's get Pinkie Pie to read some articles.
Pinkie Pie to read some articles?
Yeah, let's get Pinkie to read some.
Yeah.
You just wanted to talk.
No, not by Pinkie Pie.
Not going for that.
Sure you are.
Still not going for that.
We're going to force Pinkie Pie on you. You were free to choose a name, so we'll give you Pinkie Pie. We dub you Pinkie Pie.
I'll do the same thing I do when the kids call me Miss. I'll ignore it.
Except this
is calling you Miss
a podcast, so we can't watch you ignoring us. Well, I can, but...
If I don't respond, you know I'm ignoring
you. By the way, who the hell is Pinkie Pie anyway?
Dead air is not good.
It's her friend that she feeds. She feeds her. I don't know why Pinkie doesn't. I don't know why Pinkie doesn't have food, but she has to go to Dream's house and Dreams feeds her.
I bring it over here.
She helps bring food. Yes, okay. She helps bring.
Well, whatever it was, Jeffy said it wasn't good food.
I just thought this was one of your children we were talking to.
Listening to Jeffy?
This is an actual another adult, right. Is it?
This is, yeah. Okay, this Pinkie Pie, as she is known
good job, G. Ever.
Is what I call a real-life friend.
What?
She's the one I met
over
the internet.
Yeah.
You have one of those?
I have
on
one. Exactly one.
Wow, Pinkie Pie.
And her name is Pinkie Pie.
Yep.
Oh, hold on.
She's not a big talker, though.
Well, no, what's funny is she was making all sorts of comments from across the room. But now that she's by the microphone, she's not talking as much.
She discovered
it. No, it was easy enough to hurl insults when you're at a distance. It's harder when you're actually hearing the people.
Can she hear us now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she can hear you.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
Not to hear us.
Yeah, she discovered how obnoxious we were, and she's like, oh, hell, I'm not talking to these people. She's like, I'm
a girlfriend. I'm going home.
I don't need this shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I already ate my dinner.
We usually talk about food and the strange ways that people sue over food.
Okay.
Well, apparently, there was this person who was arrested after protesting the end of an all-you-can-eat fish fry.
Protesting?
Protesting. It says a 53-year-old McCrory
man. I'm not
bad
enough yet.
Did he draw? He drew a poster real fast and just stood there with it?
I don't know. He was arrested for disorderly conduct.
I'm so angry I made a song.
He had already consumed 12 pieces of fish around 7:40 when he was informed that the restaurant had run out and could not substitute any other fish. He then refused to pay his bill. So he'd already eaten 12 pieces of fish at an all-you-can-eat fish fry, and he refused
to
pay his bill.
But it's not all you can eat if you can only eat 12 pieces.
Yeah, he could eat more.
Obviously,
you could
eat more.
Yeah, that's not...
Well,
so therefore, it's not all you eat.
Right.
It's a breach in contract.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Why are you guys protecting this dude? He'd eaten 12 pieces of fish.
It was all you can eat.
How big were the pieces of the fish? How big were the pieces of the fish? They might be in small pieces of the fish.
Know.
Hell, I could eat
anyway,
12 pieces of the fish.
They should have at least...
chips.
I can never get a word in here.
No, it's when derailed your podcast. We need more Pinkie Pie. What's Pinkie Pie thoughts on this?
Yeah.
I'm still not finished.
Okay. She's going to have a
we're
temper
overruling you.
Finish. She is, I can tell. It's coming.
Okay,
Dream
so
smash.
The restaurant got it. No. The restaurant Dream gave him...
Mess.
Stop it! I will mute you.
She just shitted you.
and we've lost Jean.
I do that to my dog. That's so funny.
Banshee, stop humping Welly. Banshee,
oh, my goodness. Okay, so the restaurant gave him 8 more pieces of fish to go, and then he paid. But he returned to the restaurant the next day.
More fish than they run out.
I don't know. But he returned to the restaurant the next day with a picket sign protesting about their poor business practice. Oh. There, now I'm done.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they said earlier in the article they run out. So how could they give him more fish? If they had more fish, they should have given him the more fish in the first place after he had the 12 pieces, and then they wouldn't have the guy on picketing outside the house. So how can they have no fish and yet have more fish to give him to make him go away?
I agree.
This makes no sense.
I think you said that all in one breath.
I know. That was impressive.
I think the boy is really impressed with me now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's true. Like, okay, it's an all-you-can-eat. He ate 12 pieces of tiny fish. Like, how do they come up with another 8 pieces to give him to go?
Who says it's tiny? It may have been regular-sized fish fillets, for all we know.
I was great that it was tiny, so I figured, you know, he knew what he was talking about.
Well, all-you-can-eat buffets generally have 20 pieces. They just have the cocktail fish.
See? Exactly. Yeah.
I have been for a lot of all-you-can-eat things and put them out of business.
Oh.
Are you like that one Canadian, gosh, I can't remember who it is, but it has the dude yelling at him, "You're here for an hour! You're gone now!"
No, I just sort of walk up and grab one into the buffet table sort of thing and just lift it up and open my mouth up and let all the things slide down.
Someone's been watching a few too many cartoons.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I weigh 260 pounds.
Oh, beefcake. Nobody.
Beefcake.
Right.
Beefcake.
Ogre and one of his friends, when they were in high school, they got kicked out of a pizza all-you-can-eat because they ate too much.
They got kicked out.
Yeah.
See, but that's...
We went to
all-you-can-eat.
Yeah, it was all-you-can-eat. They kicked him out.
That's the risk they take.
Right! I'm like, how did they kick you out?
In a Pizza Hut. We got told off in a Pizza Hut years ago, me and my father and mother and brother and sister, because me and my father went to All You Can Eat and they were bringing out the fresh pizza, so we just walked up and took the tongs off the guy that was bringing the hot trays out and took the two hot trays of pizzas back to our table.
That's exactly
And the guy
what
came
I'm
up
saying.
And said, oh, no,
right.
See.
That's exactly
he goes,
what
you're not allowed to take that, and it's like, it's all you can eat, so we're going to eat both these pizzas. And the guy's like, no, they're for everyone. I go, no, because we're going to eat them, so you have to go out the back and make more pizza. And the guy just looked at us and goes, it doesn't work like that. And I go, do you not see the sign that says all you can eat? So therefore, we're going to eat all these pizzas, so you go out the back and make more pizzas. Be a good little monkey, get out the back and make more pizzas. And he sent the manager out, and the manager had to go on this sort of thing. And it's like, no, we're not going anywhere. You said we paid for all you can eat, we've already paid our money. So go back, make more pizzas, and feed all the rest of the stubbing people here. And the manager got really upset and not wanted to try and throw us out and all that sort of stuff. And me and Dad just stood up and looked at him and go, mate, you're going to have to get more people to throw us out.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I love Australians. They're so cool.
I could just see the cops getting rung up. Officers, can you please come to this Pizza Hut? We have a couple of large men that refuse to leave because we offer them all you can eat and they're not full yet.
They're not following. You weren't following
the rules.
Just
the was responding so hard. Oh, Mum was mortified. She was sitting there going, sit down, stop. Oh, God, no. Stop it.
Oh, poor thing.
The one thing that I understand about my mother is she's about 5'6", 5'5", and she doesn't like being embarrassed in public. Having said that, my father, last time he was down here, found a packet of his and hers KY jelly on the shelf at Woolworths, so he chased us throughout the whole Woolworths shop screaming, Lynn, look, they've got KY his and hers jelly!
Oh, God. That's not embarrassing at all.
Yes, Mum was slightly mortified. She's like trying to get it off him and put it in the thing. Just shut up. Just put it in the trolley and shut up.
Charlie.
Your poor mom.
Oh, yeah. I love my mother, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I do whenever I ring her up, her first words are generally, if I ring her up during the day, is, what the fuck have you done? Oh, no. We're going to get calls soon.
Oh, no. That's so... Okay.
If I ring her up at night, it's okay. If I ring her up during the day, it's, what the fuck have you done? And am I going to get called from the cops like, any time soon?
Still suspicious.
I think Raven is taking
over
my
podcast. No, that's just a music experience.
You think so? You could be right.
Debbie's not here. He can't support
you. Fucking dancing to Mexico.
Okay, so I got that one from...
Yeah,
I have business to conduct. Stop. Okay. I don't want to get sued. Okay, I got that one from www.mequonnow.com. I think that's how you say it. It's M-E-Q-U-O-N and then N-O-W.com. I have one more.
Okay.
Huh? Well, this is our last one. It's going to be... It's going to be our heartwarming,
I'm overdrawn on my Xen account.
Huh?
Bank sending me messages telling me I'm overdrawn on my credit card, on my savings account.
Uh-oh.
Bad bank. They shouldn't send me messages like that.
Uh-oh.
How am I supposed to buy SIM cash if they don't let me have money?
Uh-oh.
I want to buy woohoo things for Juno.
Right? Come on. Get to be a good boyfriend and SIM. By the way, the last time I tried to woohoo you, it took me like 2 times like extra to get you into the mood. What's up with that?
I have no idea. Every time I woohoo you, you come up with handcuffs for some reason, so yeah. I offer my Sims offers flowers and your Sims offers handcuffs, and it's like, okay, well, yeah.
I don't think this is the kind of heartwarming I meant.
That's because I'm a good girlfriend in there, see? Anyway, okay, heartwarming story. Let's go.
The shower handcuffs. That's just dangerous. Handcuffs in the shower is just dangerous.
Oh, come on.
Anyone can slip and break a hip. Or...
anyway, you can slip and break a hip. You probably shouldn't be using handcuffs, in the especially not in the shower. Right.
Does Ogre know you're woohooing?
Yeah, I mentioned it. But sometimes he doesn't really listen to me. I told him, so... Hey, he's not paying attention. That's not your fault. That's exactly. I'm like, I told him, you know, if he wasn't listening, oh well.
Okay.
Well, told Samantha that you were getting an 84-inch TV, and she just wasn't paying attention, and she moved out.
Yeah. Then she's like, wait a minute, what the hell is that? anyway.
This is your replacement.
Yeah,
this is what
exactly.
We love more than you.
Yes, and our giant couch.
And I've seen the photos. That is a massive freaking TV.
Beautiful.
I want that TV.
I know, right? It's nice. Anyway.
It's bigger than you are, for Christ's sake.
It is!
Just think of the porn you can watch on that. That's more than life-size porn, for Christ's sake.
I think that's what Ogre said, too. It's like, life-size porn. Holy cow. I'm like, no, fat Ogre.
No, that's more than life size because it's bigger than you, so that's going to be bigger than life size. Sort of thing. Just think the dicks will be like 8 foot long on that screen or something.
You should have said that louder.
I have stretch marks. I have stretch marks, and I make them look and more attractive.
She said something. We missed it. And it was funny.
You see how my stretch marks make them more attractive?
If you missed it, then how do you know it was funny? Because Dream cracked up giggling, like, easily, so hello.
She's easily amused.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is not insult Dream's the entire time podcast.
Oh, that wasn't an insult.
No, we
should, but
it's
truthful.
We should go
oh,
back
whatever.
And Aprillion.
Oh,
no, but, it is not insult Aprillion.
Sorry,
either.
Valley girl. Well, can't assault Shayo. He's too close. He can come here and hurt me.
Yeah.
Aprillion's on the other side of the planet, so I can insult her and have no fears of reprisal.
She might
and if
send,
so, I know she's going to be coming.
She could send him money and have him come and do it for her. Just
saying.
He might do it.
And Shayo's not a small person.
No.
The man is a huge guy.
Yeah.
He makes Wem look small. He makes my witch look small. And witch isn't tiny.
Well, Joe, she was a listener, too.
I think it's because I told Timmy to go around and hit him with a hockey stick. That's what got a brilliant upset with me last night. Telling Kimmy to go around and beat a show up for something to show early.
Yeah, exactly. See, you know why. Just protecting her show.
Okay.
Poor tree.
Let's try this again.
And Pinkie Pie. poor Pinkie Pie. I really feel for Pinkie Pie.
I want to know what she said.
She's going, who are these strange people?
You said that on your very large television that would have larger than life porn, you would see every pimple and every stretch mark.
That's true.
And cellulite.
Take the mystery
you
out of it.
Cellulite, so.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see giant. I don't. Yeah, no.
You don't want to see it larger than life?
No.
Now, I have a fetish that does that for me, so, yeah, larger than life, private parts, yeah, I'm all there.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
I can't think of
this is going to be murder to edit. Okay.
It is.
How tall is Pinkie Pie anyway? You're saying she's tiny, so what is that, like a 4 foot something or what?
He likes.
We're talking walking blowjob?
Who said anybody was tiny?
They said it.
You said you had a tiny person.
No, I didn't.
It was her tiny voice.
You said she was tiny.
No.
No, Juno said that she had a tiny voice.
I think you said it first, right?
So that's why you're calling her a tiny person.
Yeah, there was no tiny person.
Drake said she was a tiny person.
I think Raven is just taking advantage of this and not letting me do the last one because he doesn't want to hang up the phone.
Yeah, probably.
No, I don't want this podcast to end. I said I wanted a 3-hour podcast, and by golly, I'm going to make it a 3-hour podcast.
You do realize that I'm the one editing it, right?
And I said, put the damn thing out. Raw. Pinkie Pie supports me.
Pinkie Pie does support you. Hi, Pinkie. She's like, I am not answering to that name. She's not going to do it. She's not going to answer. I don't blame her. I wouldn't.
Pinkie Pie needs to add me on Facebook so I can tell everyone on Facebook that's a new nickname. Pinkie Pie and Gary Watts on Facebook. Dreams. Have you got me on? I think you've got new dreams on Facebook. You should tell Pinkie Pie to add me so I can tell everyone that she's now Pinkie Pie.
I don't have
and
you on Facebook.
If they see her in the street,
for a lot of reasons,
Raven. Both Junos. I have both Junos on the thing, and I'm woohooing at least one of them. So
I don't have Juno on there either. She hasn't invited me.
Are you on Facebook?
Totally.
I haven't seen you on Facebook. I didn't know you were on Facebook.
You have an editor.
Yeah.
Hell, Boone's got, like, identities on Facebook.
I know, yeah.
Because I can find her that way.
I'm going to go find you right now, Drew.
You're going to go find me?
Yeah,
You know my name, so you might be able to find me. And you know what I look like.
I can find you. And if I find you, then great.
And then I can find her through you.
Yep, see?
Yeah, I'll find her through you.
That does not mean that I have to say accept.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I've had so many Juno's friends and send friends requests, and they'll come up, one mutual friend, Juno or Kaya stars, and they're like, who the fuck's this weird Australian? Why are you wanting to friend me? Oh, look, he plays Sim Social. Click! Yes, I agree to accept this friend request, because he plays Sim Social, and I need more Simulians. And more
yeah,
people to come around to my house and woo.
So, for the main reason that I don't want weird people woohooing me.
Oh, it's not like
when I am not around to say no.
No, you get to pick them. Like, you have to agree to see you woohooed. So. I wanted a boyfriend. I was trying to...
And that means you know totally inseparable.
Yes, we are. We have a beautiful relationship.
And totally inseparable. And I keep trying to seduce Teacher away from Aprillion, and she refuses to accept my request to take our relationship to a different level.
You're trying to cheat on me? What?
No, this was before.
Oh, okay.
But I have been flirting with Rigor Wall because I found out that flirting with other Sims gets your friends thing up faster. So I've been flirting with Rigor Morty and Ren, and that makes my friends thing go up so much faster. Don't gossip, don't talk about your day.
It's okay, I flirt with everybody.
Oh, so you're a...
No, it's because you get more social points if you do it.
Sure.
It is.
And I have kids.
So see, the girls at school...
Kids, but that rarely takes up...
Getting more social points.
Yeah, you get more social points.
I have kids. Do you have mud kiss, Juno?
I have who?
Interactions. Do you have mud kiss? Mud kiss on your interactions when you click on the other two and see you have mud kiss.
No, I don't think so. Mud kiss?
Oh, it must be just because I want... Yeah, well, I've got three things in Good Kisser, so I think that must be one of the things I get for having three bars in Good Kisser.
Yeah, I don't have, I'm not...
So I get good.
Wow, I'm going to have to up my kissing skills.
And I can get social, I can get talk to plants because I'm crazy and get social skills.
I just think I figured out where all of our junior high students are trying to learn how to date from.
Yep. They're all
intentional. Yep. Am I allowed to do my last story yet?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, so, Graven, I will mute you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, she's already muted.
Anyway. So, there's a little boy who, well, I guess he's not little. He's young-ish.
I'm back to pedophilia. Jesus.
Okay, maybe we should switch stories since this talks about a little... No, I'm kidding. Okay. All right, there's a little boy who stages...
It's pedophilia at this time, and then bestiality.
Yep.
Maybe this will be the lost episode.
No, you can do it! You can do it!
You can do it!
She's going to edit it down to like 30 seconds.
I know, right?
It'll
be
all that's going to be usable.
It'll be a 10-minute podcast.
It'll be like, hey, this is episode 7, and it'll be like,
hi.
Probably have 5 minutes of them saying Pinkie Pie.
That'll be all.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this boy. Graven, have you heard of WBC, the Westboro Baptist Church?
Oh, God.
Know what they do?
You know how I feel about them.
Oh, those.
Oh, I hate
boys.
Them.
One. We're in a country that's so full of guns, and everyone's legally allowed to carry guns in most of the state. How are these people not being shot yet?
Exactly.
That's
what
yeah.
And if so,
okay, well,
so, in other words, you're shoot them.
Serious.
All right.
Yes, protesting gay, God hates gays, and going to people that have died in Iraq and Afghanistan and protesting at their things. Yes, that's when I pick up a stick and start beating the dumbass rednecks to death.
Yep, yep. It's amazing.
Well, they are evil.
Yeah, and so, okay, good. Well, you're familiar. Okay.
Well, they're like Scientologists.
Well, they're walking around Washburn University, okay? It was graduation day on the campus, and the WBC picketers, or protesters, were picketing in the area. And this little boy, of course, they have all their little signs, God hates fags, blah, 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 whatever. And that's the one that's shown in the picture. And this little boy just picks up a notepad, and he writes on there, God hates no one, and he just holds it there.
Aww.
And so, and so it was Saturday, so it was the day before Mother's Day, and she said that she got her Mother's Day gift a day early.
Aww.
And so I thought that was kind of sweet that someone, a young person, was willing to point out these people need to, well...
Yeah, not be so hateful.
Yeah, yeah.
And awful and inhumane.
Well, Christianity's got lots of hate support.
I cannot believe that they protest at soldiers' funerals. That bugs me. I mean,
I know. Well, they do it for publicity. That's the only freaking reason they do it. They'll tell you. And the thing about... It's just so... I really don't like them at all.
Well, I hate that they call themselves a Baptist church, and then all they do is about hate.
Right. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with the church. It has nothing to do with religion at all. It's just...
Talking about God and Baptist churches, I'm going to offer... Raven. Go out and hire Machine Gun Preacher.
Oh,
it's
no.
A movie based on a real story, and it's... a guy I render a wonder at the moment, or I think it's over there somewhere, and I have so got to find the charity that supports this guy because I want to give him all the money I can because he's an ex-bikey who's now found God, and he went over to Rwanda and he's built an orphanage and he's adopting all the little kiddies that are getting snapped up by the war and turned into child soldiers, and he takes them and gives them a childhood and all that sort of stuff. No, I fully support him because when the ones like Cody and all that turn up to try and take the kids back, he pulls out large guns and shoots them.
Holy crap.
Wow.
And he goes out and protects these kids by shooting the ones, and he helps the freedom fighters go up against Cody and all this sort of stuff, and he's single-handedly taking the child soldiers away from them by killing the guys and then taking the kids and going, we're going to adopt you and give you an education and let you play on play swings and all this sort of stuff. And he's awesome. You've got to watch the movie.
And taking him out of that environment.
Wow, that
yeah,
is
and
brave.
Putting in a loving environment and a caring environment and all that sort of stuff. And when the soldiers turn up and try and take the kids back, he shoots them.
Wow, that is brave or crazy or both. I don't know. Wow.
Oh, you can
definitely
see this
bloody
guy sort of thing. You see this guy and you look at him and it's like, yeah, I'm not fucking with that guy. He's an ex-bikey. And when you say bikey, he's like, think you're standing old Hell's Angels looking guy. And it's like, yeah, this is someone you don't want to fuck with. And he's fighting on the side of God at the moment sort of thing. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He's not, the Red Cross got into him sort of thing because they reckon he's just promoting violence. And he gets there and goes, well, let's see, the Red Cross has been around for 200-300 years or so. And how many kids have you saved? I've saved 5,000 kids this year.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the Red Cross doesn't like him because his methods are a bit extreme. Because
he's shooting people.
Because the Red Cross is all about, yeah, well, he just stops them. They come and try and take the kids and he shoots them. And he goes out to the villages where these rebels are attacking and all that sort of stuff. And when the rebels turn up to try and take the kids, he shoots the rebels.
Wow, damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty
he's just
extreme,
such a nice guy. I just love that charity.
Yeah,
it's getting the job
extreme.
Done. He gets there and he turns around at the end of the movie.
Right.
He turns around at the end of the movie and he says, if terrorists or bad people came and took your children away from you and
right.
I told you I could get them back to you, would you really care how I went around it, went about it?
Right, right. It's really extreme, but it's an extreme, it's a really extreme situation, so I don't know,
Well, they don't know any better over there sort of thing. They've been fighting for that many years, and it's like, you can't, like, I mean, in a perfect world, you go out there and say, everyone forgive each other and be nice to each other, and that would work, but in our modern society, that doesn't, unfortunately.
No, no, it doesn't.
No, war is, unfortunately, it is necessary. It is in the Bible. I mean, war is there. War exists. War, you know, when we should really start to fear is when there is world peace.
No, I'll hate living in a world that was full of world peace because it'd be extremely boring.
Well.
It's like, because when I went to school, I went to a Catholic school sort of thing, and they always told me that heaven was a great place that had no violence and no one ever died and no one was ever sick or anything like this. And it's like, my God, what a fucking boring place where there's going to be extremely overpopulated in no time because people up there are going to be having sex and having more kids, and if no one's dying, they're going to get overpopulated really fucking quickly.
Yeah, I don't think that the organs will work quite the same way without the physical bodies there.
But then you have spiritual sex.
I think you just wanted to pull in sex. I don't think.
Well, I think pull poop in. I wonder how they'd poop up there if they actually have poop.
Oh, that was a good pull. I wasn't expecting that, Grave. Nice. Nicely done, sir.
So you brought it both to
bring
sex and poop.
And poo.
Yeah.
Pulling.
Sex and poo.
And pulling.
Oh, no.
I can bring anything to sex and poo, given enough time.
Yep.
Right now, I just have to pray my students never get a hold of this podcast.
No doubt. Oh, my God.
Pink Fly. Give this podcast to her students. Do it, Pinkie Pie. You know you want to.
Her students are my students. We teach in the same
school. Pinkie Pie, go out and do it.
Do
it, Pinkie Pie. So your students can know who is Pinkie Pie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
They can stop calling you Miss and start calling you Pinkie Pie.
Oh, that would be bad.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys see...
Well, she doesn't like getting called.
I was going to see, have you seen the movie Red State?
No, I haven't. It's in the video stores here. I'm tempted
to
go and see it. Is it any good?
Hey.
Well, it's based off of the Westboro Baptist Church, people. That's what he based it off of, you know? I mean, obviously, he took it the theatrical, you know, it's not all based, you know, in fact, clearly, but that's the group he was basing it off of. So, it's very interesting.
I see. Has Pinkie Pie seen Red State? Have you seen Red State, Pinkie Pie?
But Sarah has. What did you think about it?
Oh, no, I didn't see it. As she said,
nobody.
Her comment was, we know Sarah hasn't seen it.
Oh.
So,
Why?
What about Pinkie Pie? Has Pinkie Pie seen it?
There are many movies that I have not seen. We've
right. Yeah, that's true.
Did you know?
Oh, unless they're from the 80s.
To other people, I am movie deprived.
Even the ones from the 80s.
Have you seen Ghostbusters?
I've seen Ghostbusters.
See, there's some from the 80s at least.
Have you seen Ghostbusters too?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're not a complete loss. Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Jarvis? Have you seen The Avengers?
No, it just came out.
Yeah, that's too new. You jumped the shark there, Greg.
How can you... You must go and see The Avengers. The Avengers
I do not live
awesome.
In a place that has a movie theater.
Drive to a place. Get Pinkie Pie to drive you to a place that
Good.
Has a cinema.
You send me
hours.
The money to do it, and I will gladly go.
Oh, how far is this?
Give me your PayPal account.
It's an hour and a half. But
give me your PayPal. Wait a minute. Give me your PayPal account.
I used to drive a 4-hour round trip to go and see movies. So you give me your PayPal account details, and I'll send you the money to go and see the movie. And then I'll also have your name so I can track you down.
You have to drive two hours one way to go see a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, when I was living in Silent Cross, I used to drive a 4-hour round trip, 2 hours up, 2 hours back, and go and see a movie.
Yeah.
Now
I
drive
Oh, my God.
Now I drive like 5 minutes and go down and see the movie. Which is a lot better. And then I'll go and walk 20 metres from the cinema and go and get McDonald's.
Wow. I'm spoiled,
well,
man.
The movie we went and saw was...
Hell, I used to drive 2 hours
no.
round trip to have Subway.
Another one. No, we saw the Hunger
Games. It's not that good.
The Subway. That was a bad story and a bad movie. That was Twilight without the fangs.
Hunger Games.
Tabby hated that movie. It
was Twilight without the fangs.
There were
bad.
No sparkling fairies, I'm sorry.
Yes, but it didn't have any fangs either. It's like, who do I choose? Do I choose Jacob or do I choose Edward?
You
who
need
I
to understand
know?
The age group that book was written for.
Yeah, okay.
The
you
book was written for...
Those sort of books. And then she went out, and the chick that wrote Twilight wrote another book called, what was it called? Oh, something where aliens invade Earth and they take over people's bodies. The Host. Which is Twilight, once again, with no sparkles and no fangs, because the girl's like, I'm an alien, but I want to love this guy, and he loves my human side, but this other guy loves the alien side.
Hey, G.
Oh, which do I choose?
G, have you ever written a book?
What, written a book?
Have you ever written
a
book?
No, I haven't written a book.
Do you read
I've
any books that are
for
older than 14?
Hey, I read all the Animals. I've read all the Harry Potter novels. I've read
Again,
all the Wheel of Time.
Actually, the Harry Potter novels were not originally written for children. They were supposed to be written for adults.
When he goes to that cup,
I'm asking him if he has ever written a book.
I'm wondering if he's
I've written a shitload of stories, so I can class it as a book sort of thing, because I've written about 40 or 50 stories.
Okay.
So I can make a book out of all the stories.
But have you ever written a single story that's, 500 pages long?
500 pages. Why are we going through Word? Word, I've gone up to... Word, I had a 250-page book in Word sort of thing.
My point is... Mr. Won't Let Me Talk. My point is that it is very hard to write a book.
He talks mostly, so everyone shut up and listen to me.
Anyway... It's hard to write a book, and so when you end up in a situation where there's someone who got famous, we cannot like it all we want, but the fact is, I couldn't do it.
Yes, you could.
No, I'm just, you can write an author.
I've tried.
No, what
I'm
saying
three novels
is
in the middle.
Cliche. It's too much cliche, and if you find a winning formula, that's okay, but just don't write the same damn story over and over and over again sort of thing and put new characters in it, but have the same basic storyline of girl torn between two guys. William Shakespeare wrote it years ago with Romeo and Juliet. It's been done to death.
Just leave the poor
horse alone.
Janet Ivanovich is girl torn between two guys.
There's only so much that you can do with a story, right?
50 Shades of Grey has Twilight with no sparkle and fangs sort of thing.
Grant, do you know what, though? Seriously? No, listen. Okay, Because Ogre and I have this fucking conversation all the time. He hates the sparkle vampire, whatever. I'm like, you know what? That bitch has a shit ton. She has a shit ton more money than we do because of those books. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
That's
right?
What I was just trying to say.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, she made it.
She's
something right.
The world's fucked for.
She did something right.
But the thing that I get really upset
about the line, but not her writing. And how craptastic that is.
Right. It got better, though. Like, the book got better. I think you could watch her evolution from a writer from the first book was really, really bad.
You can see that with J.K. Rowling in the Harry Potter series. She starts out.
No. She's fucking brilliant. She starts out writing it
at a different level.
Because they're little.
You know, I'm not going to knock her. Stop it.
I'm not arguing.
Okay, but you should watch.
Smash.
The very first thing that J.K. Rowling wrote was her last chapter.
Oh, okay.
And so when you read that last book and then you jump into the last chapter, you can, as you're going through the books, it's not as obvious because it's gradual. But when you read that last book and then you jump into the last chapter, you can very easily see how much she improved over her writing.
Yeah.
Because that last chapter, in comparison to the rest of the book,
mm-hmm.
was wow.
Right. But, I mean,
it was so much more...
Harry Potter stands for foot on the railway track and looks at his son and goes, "Yes, my child, I have named you after the two greatest wizards I ever knew, and that's all you have to care about." Yeah. That was a fail.
No, but she got better as she went along, too. And most
she did. Time. That's what I was trying to say. See,
but,
you thought I was going to knock her.
No,
you started arguing.
No,
with me.
I'm just saying that even her last chapter, and I like the Twilight series, okay? Even her last chapter is better than any one of those books. I'm sorry. Stephanie's in a different category. She's awesome, and I think she did a great thing, and she's got a lot of money, and that's cool. But J.K. is just a fucking genius. That's all I'm saying.
I've actually read the first three
Twilight. J.K. Rowling has diverged the storyline. J.K. Rowling's diverged the storyline sort of thing. She hasn't stuck with the same storyline and rewrote the same book four times over or five times over sort of thing. It's like J.K. Rowling's characters evolved. From the start, you had Jacob, who was a steroid-raging freak. You had Bella, who was so vain about her looks and appearance and just didn't want to grow old. And then you had Edward, who was so stuffed up with his own emotions and he couldn't, if he cracked a smile, he would have split in half sort of thing, like he was so emotionally stunted. And the characters do not change throughout the whole book sort of thing. Like, the whole thing, Bella's getting there going, "I want to become a vampire because I refuse to grow old." And she doesn't change her personality throughout the whole series of books. And it's like, how can you have a likable character that the sole basis that she wants to be turned into an undead, blood-sucking creature is because she doesn't want to get old?
I hear you. But wait, okay, so it's 8:28. We have 2 minutes. I got to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I think I know what I'm going to do with this episode, too.
Stop it.
No, I'm going to take all these weird bits, and I'm going to stick them at the end.
There you go.
And say, and here's the random weird-ass conversations we had in the middle of all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so we need to say goodbye.
Yeah, let's do our sign-up.
Okay.
Goodbye, Pinkie Pie.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening to this totally random, you probably won't hear the entire randomness unless you listen to what comes after this.
Random.
But thank you so much for listening to episode 7 of,
oh my goodness,
Not Another Podcast.
Yay.
You gotta wait on the delay. The delay just kills you.
It does.
Kind of come up with a title. We shall call this episode the Pinkie Pie episode.
I don't name my episodes. It is episode 7.
Oh, don't. Thank you for that.
The Pinkie Pie.
I'm boring like that.
Subtitle Pinkie Pie.
So, thank you so much for joining and taking over the entire podcast, Graven. Say bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining, Juno.
Thank you for having me again.
Okay, bye. And I will not call you the evil name, but
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for my friend sitting beside me, too. Say bye.
Pinkie Pie.
Bye, Pinkie Pie.
Oh. She won't even say bye now. See what she did to her.
Aww.
So now you're going to ring up Keithor and tell Keithor about Pinkie Pie.
What do we need to tell him?
That's her new name.
He wanted, that he wanted her
Pinkie
to have
Pinkie Pie staying with you now.
He wanted her to be Nightmare.
Well, you tell her that you went with a horse theme and you went Pinkie Pie instead of Nightmare.
Right. Okay. Anyway, bye.
Bye, guys.